Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.
Now, I am so pleased to be introducing Georgia Knight. Thank you, crowd.
Hello.
Hello, how are you going?
I'm having such a good day.
Fantastic.
A really good one.
What's been good?
Just listening to a really good song. That's so, yeah, a really good song. And I can't remember what else. Walked around. Mm. It all just came together really well. Oh, I met this really nice guy, this old guy at the shop, and he just told me a good story. Like, it all just came in all at once, really good.
All the ingredients for a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and you are playing tonight as well.
That's right, with Folk Bitch Trio. We're down at the Tuning Fork. Doors at 7:30 this evening.
Yeah, and you're on at 8, I believe.
That's right.
Which is good, because I finish here at 7, so I've got enough time to run down there. And we've been loving the first two tracks that have come out from your debut album, Beanpole, Mingle and Desire, I have to say, at BFM. They've been on heavy rotate at the station and on my playlists. So we are really, really happy that you're playing live for us this evening.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I'll let you take it away.
Cool.
This song is the last song on my new record, and it's called Cut You Loose. Looking so good in bed, I've gotta get up instead. I've gotta go to work, you gotta put on a shirt. Stop looking so good in bed. Stop looking so thank you. Thanks very much.
Wow. That's okay. So I'm just going to run anyone listening in quickly through your setup because that's crazy. You're holding a phone. Okay.
I can't see you.
No, I ran out to see you and then I had to run back into the studio. So.
I don't know where to look.
Just look at the crowd. I'm somewhere in the crowd. Right now.
Which one of these people are you?
It's kind of Wizard of Oz vibes right now.
Yeah.
But I'm I'm chill. I'm not like that guy.
I'm nothing like that guy, baby.
No. I don't even actually know his name. But anyway, so there's your whole...
Oz, sorry.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I should have known that. So you're holding an auto harp.
Yeah.
Which is an unwieldy instrument, I imagine.
You know
in
what?
A way.
It is. It actually is.
Yeah. It doesn't have. Yeah. It's big. You've got. Yeah. And then you also had a phone.
Yeah. This is a little. One of these. You know, it's so funny because I hate it, but it's like I'm so it's like I don't want to have like you know an old thing, but I need it.
It's one of the old landlines with the cord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Which is, I think there's something really, I don't know. It's nice. Old things feel more tangible in a way. But I just, you were balancing that against your shoulder?
Yeah, there's like, it's tangible and then it's like a crick in the neck.
Yeah.
That's how I've struck, I think because this thing sort of tends to the left. My auto harp goes to the left and then the phone is on the, so it sort of balances out in the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And I want to know, you don't have to answer this because I know the album's not out until October 31st, but did you use the phone for recording on the album?
I did, because it's quite addictive. Like, really, like, you should have a go on it. It's really...
Yeah.
So it was just started off as, like, a bit of a toy. Same as the auto harp, but just started off as a toy, and then it ended up being, like a bit of a, like, key in the lock. So it's on the album a little bit.
That's so cool. I guess, in a way, I can, like, some people like auto-tune, they go the digital route. This is analog.
Yeah, this is D-tune, like.
The opposite of auto-tune.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Someone actually just texted in and they wanted to know what instrument you were using for Mingle.
Oh, the main instrument is auto harp.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very auto harp heavy.
Yeah.
This music.
Yeah. Yeah. As it should be. I will quickly, if it's all right, quickly chat about Beanpole, your album. It's coming out on 31st October. And it's online, it'll be on Bandcamp, where you can buy it digitally, but also on vinyl. And there's a couple of things. The first is the colour of the vinyl was bathwater green. What was that? Was that
true? You're saying, what is that?
Yeah. What is bathwater green?
Well, my manager was like, can you name this? And then I was just like, it'd be great if it was like a bit like grimy and.
Mm.
And then, you know what? My best friend loves watching TV, and she, what's that movie with it's a sexy
Saltburn.
I haven't seen it, but there's like drinking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm aware.
So she was like, oh, it's like it's this red hot thing. So, but I haven't seen that, but So bathwater was in my mind.
Mm. It's a scud. The scud of the soap.
The scud of the soap, did you say?
Yeah.
That's why it's scud green, that would have been good.
Yeah, well, bathwater, it's just as visceral. but yeah, it's gorgeous, and the album cover is gorgeous, so definitely worth getting a copy of that as soon as you can, because it's, there's only so many. And you've recently... How long have you been in Lyttelton, I want to know?
Well, how long have I been there permanently?
Yeah.
I've just shifted over the start of this year. So not long, I'm learning the ropes. I'm learning the abs.
Yeah.
But it's taking time.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it down there.
Yeah. It's beautiful. But you're originally from Nam, and there's quite a strong folk scene over in Australia, and I know that's your background, but this the album kind of is a bit of a turn from that, or at least maybe a progression or evolution, I'm not sure, but there's like elements of folk, it seems. We've only heard three tracks so far now, the live version of the last track, what's your direction with
what happened?
Pretty much.
I wrote it in lockdown. I think I wanted to try and invent something, something musical, and like folk wasn't really doing it for me. And I think also I found the auto harp, and I'd never picked one up before, and I just thought I just had a strong feeling that it would make a good semi-electric instrument, and it really didn't at the start, I think it's starting to work, and I just wanted to try, and because it's so limited, I wanted to see if that would like crack open the form of songwriting or something like that. And it was such an isolated recording process that like genre or the music, the scene over there didn't really come into it too much, and and that's what it sounds like. But I think I just wanted to. I don't want to be a folk artist. I want to be, something. But I don't think it's that.
Something more amorphous, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really, really excited for the release. Can't wait to hear the other tracks. The first two have been so amazing and really blown us away. You've got a show very soon tonight, and then people... sorry.
Yeah, it's crashing in.
No, you've got heaps of time. It's chill. It's chill. Tonight at the Tuning Fork with Folk Bitch Trio, and then tomorrow and then Sunday in Littleton. But yeah, hopefully you'll be up in Tamaki Makaurau very soon.
Yeah, I will. I'm coming up. Oh, I don't know. It's not out.
No, it's a secret. But that's a secret. You will be here soon. potentially, maybe, for something. I don't know. Well, there's whispers. Who knows? Maybe not. Anyway, so we'll leave it at that. Thank
what
you.
Is going on?
I know, it's so strange. You can't see me. I'm sorry. It's odd. It's just the format of it. But thank you so much, Georgia Knight. Yes, Beanpole debut album comes out on Halloween, 31st of October. Get it on Bandcamp, get it on vinyl, and catch Georgia Knight live tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.